guys, welcome back to Just Faith. We're your hosts, Mari Williams.
And Emily So.
And in today's episode, we're just going to do a Q&A. On my TikTok, you guys asked some really great questions, so we just want to answer them for you guys. So let's get started. So the first question is, can you explain the Holy Trinity? It's confusing. Okay, so the Holy Trinity consists of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So basically, to sum that up, one God eternally exists in three persons, so they're all equal and eternal.
Also, an example that we have that may help you guys to understand this even better is that one egg has three parts, the yolk, white, and the shell, just as the one God is the Father, Son, and Spirit.
Yes.
Okay, so our next question is, if you had a choice to live slash be born, what do you want to live from? What you've experienced and all. Okay, so for me, I would say yes, for sure, because everything that has occurred in my life, whether it was good or bad, has been like a lesson learned. So yeah.
Yeah, same. Everything that's happened in our life shaped me to be the person I am today. Like if all the things didn't happen in my life exactly how they were, I wouldn't be the person who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason. So yeah. The next question is, how do you ask for forgiveness when you keep falling into temptations? So what you have to do is believe you're a sinner, because you are a sinner, and that Jesus died for your sins, and ask for forgiveness. You have to be completely honest and speak to the Lord about what you've done wrong. And also you need to repent, which means to turn from sin and do a full 180. And this is important because repentance is just about turning from your sinful ways. You cannot be living in your sinful ways and living for God at the same time. So just remember that.
And also a verse that I just want to include is that in 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
Okay, so next up is, are you pro-choice? So no, we're pro-life, because abortion is murder and life starts at conception.
Yeah, and I'm morally against abortions because it completely takes away someone's right to live.
That's right.
And I know some people say my body, my choice, but when it takes someone else's life away, I don't think it's very valid. And also from a Christian standpoint, Exodus 20:13 says, you shall not murder. And then Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, so someone said, what's your dream? Okay, so my dream for the future is that I really, really want to be able to go on as many mission trips as I can, like with Mari. I want to go with you. Yeah, that would be so fun, right? That would be so good to just go with you and be able to help people and simply share the word of God. Also, Mari and I, we wanted to start some kind of a business, but we're not sure.
We're not sure. Like, we always talk about random, like we were going to do a hair company, but now. But
yeah, we don't know about that. But we have so many, we have thought of other ideas, but we're just not sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much the same thing. Yep. And next question is, how do you study the Bible? Okay, so there's no right or wrong way of studying the Bible, although I want to say that reading it is like, you can't just skim through it because that'll do nothing for you, literally. Yep. It'll just go in through one ear and go out the other ear. So you have to study it and apply it to your life.
But there's so many different ways to actually study it. There's not really a wrong or right way. But some things you guys could do is to just write on sticky notes, maybe write on the side of the Bible, and you can use Enduring Word and the Bible Project on YouTube. Those are really helpful. Also, there's something called SOAP. Have you heard
of it? Method?
Yeah, the SOAP method. I forgot what it stands for, but that's a really good method for you guys to start off on if you're new to
You can Google the SOAP method. Mm-hmm. I forget exactly. I did it once, but
it'll come up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next question is, was Jesus separated from the Trinity when he died on the cross? Because he said, why have you forsaken me? So Jesus was struggling to understand what was happening, so he was crying out to his Father, kind of like how we do when we cry out to God, asking like why he allows us to go through some things. But this has nothing to do with him being absent from the Trinity. No matter what we are going through, Jesus can relate to our plan, and this has nothing to do with the Trinity when he said that.
Yeah,
so he's not separated from the Trinity, to answer your question.
Okay, so how can you tell the difference between false teachers and actual Christians? Okay, so what's really important is that when you guys are listening to any preacher and you just want to see maybe what they're saying isn't true, you really have to listen to what's coming out of their mouths and compare that to scripture because sometimes they may be twisting up words and making up their own version of the Bible. So go ahead.
Watch out for the prosperity gospel, because a lot of preachers will make the Bible about them and like, what can Jesus do for me? But it's not about what Jesus can do for us. It's what he's already done for us, which is dying on the cross. And it's not about getting rich. A lot of preachers talk about
the
more faith you have, the more rich you'll be. And that's just not biblical at all. There's no verses they can point to the Bible that says that. So just be careful and be discerning. How do you share the gospel at school? My number one tip I would give to you is, if you're sharing the gospel to someone at school, is to have a relationship with them, because it's really important to actually know that person and have a relationship with them so they can hear where you're coming from, and it's someone that you know and trust and love. And
Okay, so the next question is, am I allowed to date an atheist or Catholic, or do I have to date a Christian? Okay, so to answer this simply, you have to be equally yoked with your partner, so it would only make sense if they are a believer as well. Also, I just wanted to add a verse in 2 Corinthians 6:14. It says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?
Yeah, and just to add on to that, as believers, we're going a different path than non-believers, okay? Yep. Like, we're trying to be separated from the world. So if you're with someone that's going the path of the world and doing worldly things, you shouldn't want to be with them, because you guys have different desires. And it just, at the end of the day, it won't work,
yeah.
And God says to be equally yoked, so we should follow his commandments. Can you listen to songs other than the gospel? Other than the gospel, if so, what would you recommend? Yes, you can listen to songs other than gospel, but just make sure, like, what they're glorifying. Like, if it's glorifying worldly things and straying you away from God, then I wouldn't listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so someone said, is it just as good to read the Bible app as reading the real Bible? Okay, so to answer this, I would say, if you guys don't own a Bible, then going on the Bible app would probably be the next best option that you could go to. But I would really, really recommend you guys actually read from the Bible. And that is because it minimizes distractions for yourself. It helps you to learn the Bible more quickly and thoroughly, helps you to memorize verses better. And also, there have actually been studies that have shown your mind works better reading ink on paper than looking at a screen. So
yes, and I agree. Like, if you're reading from the Bible app, I know I did that a few times. Me too. But you'll probably get like notifications and get distracted. It's just a gateway.
It's not the same. Yeah, it's definitely not the same.
So yeah, the next question is, am I allowed to listen to Nicki Minaj even if I'm not motivated to do the things she says in songs? I don't think we should be listening to her, because generally, like, her music glorifies worldly things, and that we shouldn't even be a part of that, or like, even glorifying it, like I said. And this goes for any secular artist. Secular music often promotes violence while belittling purity and integrity. So if a song glorifies but opposes God, we should not listen to it. However, there are many secular songs with no mention of God that still uphold godly values. I don't know why I said it like that. But here are some verses you can look up for guidance. James 4:4, John 12:4-3, 1 Corinthians 10:31, and Romans 12:2. Those are really good verses you can look at, and it'll clearly tell you what music you should and shouldn't be listening to. But I definitely do not recommend Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your favorite Bible story? Okay, so for me, I feel like I have a lot, but one of them would have to be Mary and Martha, because it does have a lot of like morals to it, but it has shown me what my focus should always really be on.
Okay, mine is about Jesus and the Samaritan woman. This is in John, and I really like this story because the woman's sins are washed away when she trusted God, and that should be with all of us. We should be trusting in God's plan. Even though she was a sinner and had 5 husbands, God still came to her and her sins were washed away. So yeah. Do you need to read the KJV Bible? And no, it's not something you need to do. There's many different Bible options, and whatever fits your preference is what you should read. But there are some versions that are accurate more than others. So like NLT compared to KJV, I prefer KJV, you know?
Yep.
So if you're a new, like, beginner or new Christian reading the Bible, You can read KJV. I just know it's a little bit more challenging, but there's easier versions to read, if that makes sense. But you don't need to just read one version, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. I have a question. If you die before the rapture or the second coming of Christ, do you get judged? If so, where do you go? So basically, the judgment day hasn't happened yet, even if you died already. So nobody's in heaven or hell right now. But if you denied Christ, like, and you die before Jesus' second coming, then you'll be in a place, like, your soul will be in a place called Hades or Hades. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's just a place of rest. But it's, hell is worse than what you'll be in when you die. And also, if you didn't deny Christ, you won't be completely in heaven, because Jesus makes a new heaven for us in his second coming. So it's not, you know, as good as heaven, if that makes sense. I don't know if that answered it well, but they're not necessarily in heaven or hell, but they're in a place of rest.
Okay. So how do I start and make a relationship with God? Because I want to be a Christian, but I don't know where to start. Okay, so you have to believe in Jesus and ask him to be your personal Lord and Savior. Give your whole life to him, which means you have to give up all that you have and take up your cross and follow him. Also, begin reading God's word and in the Bible daily, really meditating on it, believing it, and truly beginning to live by it. And also start praying to him, because prayer is how we really, really communicate with God.
Yes, and also another big thing is repentance, because you need to turn from your sinful ways, because obviously before you accept Jesus into your heart, you're still living for the world. So when you want to become a Christian, you have to take those sinful desires, and God will give you new desires when you turn to him. So you also have to repent and turn from them and take active steps into turning from your old wicked ways. In what ways can you minister to your friends and family? Okay, so there are many ways you can minister to your friends and family, and some ways are that you can pray for them and ask them if they need any prayer requests, write them encouraging letters. Usually what I'll do is I'll draw index cards, because I really enjoy drawing, and put them on the fridge and stuff. So yeah, that's one of the things. And what do you think, Em?
Like ministering?
Yeah.
I guess you could also just ask them about, like, how they're doing and prayer requests, just in general. Mm-hmm. Those are some good ones. Okay. So, how was your life like before being saved? Okay, so my life before being saved, I was definitely living for the world and seeking after things that would only satisfy me temporarily. And I can just tell you guys that did not work. I thought I was here on this earth to live my life to the fullest for my own pleasures, and that's it. But that is definitely not right.
Okay, so the next question is, what makes y'all want to become a Christian? And it's not necessarily what makes me want to become a Christian, but more of how God has shown me the truth and what he's done for me, what makes me want to glorify and worship him for my whole life. And yeah, that's just what I have to say. It's really just what Jesus did for me is what makes me want to live for him and not the world.
Okay, so if you had to play any game with God, what would it be? Okay, that's a funny question. Mari, do you have anything?
Tag.
Yeah, maybe tag. Yeah, I feel like tag. I agree.
Okay, what Bible version should I read? I don't have a specific answer for you, but I recommend KJV or NASB. Those are like accurate translations. But you can read NIV or NLT or ESV and compare them to more accurate translations if you want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you start going to church and who did you go with? So for me, I started going to church as young as I can remember, so basically my whole life, and I always went with my family.
Yeah, same. I went since forever, like my whole life, and I also went with my family.
Yep.
And then the next question is, how did you guys become friends? we answered this in our first podcast.
So go watch it. The first one. Listen. Yeah, go listen. I meant not watch. Yeah.
Okay.
Next question. When did you become a Christian? Well, I've always been a Christian my whole life, but I would say that I actually seriously started to live out my faith around this year or mid last year. But before that, I would say that I've always been a lukewarm Christian.
Yeah, same. I was like born into the faith, but I've always been like lukewarm, like half foot in the world and half foot like living for God, which makes no sense. God will spit you out your mouth if you're lukewarm. Oh, that got deep quick. But yeah, I just stopped being lukewarm like I guess 5 months ago, I think. And yeah, the next question is, how do you study the Bible? And this is unrelated, but how do you get your hair like that?
Okay, well, we already answered the study of the Bible before, though. So, and then, Mari, how do you...
No, how do you get your...
Yeah, you guys are wondering about my hair, so... No, I'm just playing. Okay, Mari.
I did a hair care routine. I don't want to, like, explain it on here, but you can scroll on my TikTok.
Yeah.
I made one.
Okay, someone said, what's your podcast?
Why do you answer that?
Wait, sorry. Wait, sorry.
Obviously, if they're listening...
Wait. Sorry, guys. Okay, wait. Okay, next question. Someone said makeup routine. Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, it's just really simple. Like, I just prep my skin, so skincare, and then concealer, brows, blush, bronzer, mascara.
Mine's just concealer, blush, highlighter, what else? Mascara.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's all we have for the questions. I don't want to make this too long, but I have a lot more questions that we might answer in another podcast part two. But that's all for today. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day or night, wherever you are right now. God bless. Make sure to follow our Instagrams to stay updated. My Instagram is MariXWilliams.
And my Instagram is Emily with two Y's, S-O underscore.
Yeah. So I hope you guys have a good day. And I love you guys. Goodbye.
Love you.
Thank you for listening. And yeah,
that's
bye.
It. Bye.